All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's end this show today on a Bob Corker note. All right, let's end this show on a Bob Corker note. Now, we try to put this in perspective for you. No different than when people ask these senators, these congressmen, these governors, so do you want to be Donald Trump's VP? Do you want to be Hillary Clinton's VP? Do you want to be George Bush's VP? Do you want? And everybody has the same answer. I don't want to run for vice president. That's not what I want to do. I have a lot of things I have to attend to as far as Congress and bills that I have on my plate, and I want to build roads as the governor. What they all say the same thing. Why? Because if you say, yeah, I really want to be the vice president, I really would like that job, I really, 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 really would, and you don't get it, you look like a jagoff. You understand? You look like a jagoff. So nobody ever wants to say, yeah, I'd love to be the president or vice president. No different than when you're being vetted for the VP pick and people know you're being vetted. And it's talked about as being vetted. You notice you don't hear the word vetted on the Democrat side. You notice you don't hear that because you realize when you're being vetted and it's officially out there that you're being vetted and you don't get picked, that means you were rejected. And then the media can play a narrative. What's happening today is a narrative. Bob Corker put word out through Washington Post that he is withdrawing his name as consideration for the VP slot. He's withdrawing his name. And, of course, the media is going crazy. Oh, look at Trump. He's in trouble. Nobody wants to be his VP. Look at Bob Corker withdrew his name. And he was with Donald Trump yesterday. They were hanging out. I guess Bob Corker didn't like him. Ha, 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 ha. That's what you say when you get word that you were rejected. That's what you say when you get the phone call that says, hey, Bob, we just want to tell you it was great hanging out. It was great getting to know you. But at the end of the day, we're going to be looking at somebody else. We appreciate everything that you've done, and we hope to work with you in the Senate if we become president. Thank you. So in turn, you don't want to be the reject. You don't want to be the one that got rejected by Donald Trump. It's one thing to get rejected by a career politician. It's one thing to get rejected by Jeb Bush, but to get rejected by Donald Trump? Oh. So what do you say? I withdrew my name. It's like when someone gets fired and they go, I didn't get fired. I quit. you got fired. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You got fired. No, I told them I quit. Yeah, but you heard they were going to fire you. So I quit before I gave them the satisfaction of firing me. Okay. All right. Have it your way. Have it your way. You quit. You quit. But if you didn't quit, you were getting fired. Fine. It's the same thing. When Corker says, I'm not going to let my name be considered for the VP slot. I've got too many things to do. That means someone called him up and said, we're not going with you. We're not going with you. Sorry. Sorry, Bobby. And, of course, the media is trying to spin it as Trump is rejected because, of course, he's a loser. He's a failure. From a whole bunch of career politicians. Hell, this is coming from a bunch of CNN pundits like Wolf Blitzer and Breonna Keeler and a whole bunch of nobodies that have done nothing with their entire careers. It's like when Hillary Clinton goes, Donald Trump failed at this and Hillary Clinton, what the hell have you created? Hillary Clinton hasn't created a job. Hillary Clinton hasn't done anything. Absolutely anything. Except mooch off the government. That's all she's ever done. Same thing with Obama. When you hear him say, Donald Trump, and say, well, but you've never done anything. You're a half-ass law professor? What is that? Bob Corker takes himself out of the... Bob Corker was notified, you're not getting the VP spot. That's it. Sorry, stupids. It's the Rob Zicari Show. All right, that's it. We're done. Okay? We're done. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Thursday. Week's going by quick. Week's going by quick, baby. Week's going by quick. But we'll be back tomorrow for another fun-filled morning of politics. Maybe we'll sprinkle in a little humor. Maybe. Maybe we won't. But come back tomorrow. Follow us at Rob Zicari Show. At Rob Zicari Show. Go to the website, robzicarishow.com, and you will enjoy the thing that we have. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Good day, good afternoon, and good night.